Today's devotional is based on Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29, and it was written by the Reverend Samantha Lowry Coggins. At Advent, Revelation is not among the portions of Scripture that pop into my head or my heart. Isaiah, yes. John, definitely. This extended metaphor about a woman false prophet, no. But recently that changed for me, thanks to a rabbi. During the Jewish high holidays in early September, my colleague in Morgantown, West Virginia, where I live and work as a campus pastor, pointed me to Psalm 27. One refrain of that psalm is, "Wait for the Lord." When he referred me to this scripture, which his Jewish tradition and my Presbyterian tradition have in common, the rabbi told me, "Think of us, those celebrating Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when you read about coming home to God." As we wait for God, like Psalm 27 insists we do, to show up as Emmanuel, I believe this passage from Revelation 2 has something to say about how we live in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. It is one of seven letters written to churches in Asia Minor, and it shows off the wily blend of genres in Revelation as a whole. Like other Jewish apocalyptic literature, this scripture is full of symbolism, and it reflects a context of oppression. And like other prophetic literature, it looks forward, not just backward, into history. The passage is not actually about an unfaithful woman, as the Jezebel references to 1 Kings and 2 Kings may lead us to think. We know this analogy was a typical format used to express the importance of discerning what is of God and what is not in the context of a patriarchal society. Discerning how to avoid what is not God is a task in and of itself. As a new parent to a baby born in February, I am all too aware of what I idolize in my life right now. Sleep. If there was a not God who could promise me one extra hour of sleep every night, I would worship at their feet yesterday. It is a cliche about parenting, and it sounds hyperbolic, yet for me, it is undeniably true. So, what saves me from this not God, in addition to naps on the weekend? Remembering that there is a fourth reality, which is Jesus Christ, a layer atop the brokenness of our pandemic-riddled, productivity-laden world. There is a reality in which my zombie-like, tired body is enough for my daughter. There is a reality in which I am not alone at 4:15 a.m., rocking my child back to sleep, but together with other caregivers who are doing the same. There is a reality in which it is okay to function with the new brain synapses that come with parenthood. There is a reality in which I am not lazy or unproductive, but a carer and keeper to a vulnerable human being. This is the reality of Jesus Christ, the reality of God intervening in human form, affirming the sacredness of our physical selves. We are nothing less than children of God. Let us pray. God, who intervenes in human form, during this Advent, may we come home to you with this deep knowledge. We are your children. Amen.